Maddie Vinstone spent most of her childhood absent from school as she received treatment for cystic fibrosis. Now in her early 20s, the Bradford resident wants to thank Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children for caring for her and her family by raising $10,000 at an event at Lavender Polo Farm near Newmarket on Saturday, July 20, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. "Growing up with cystic fibrosis was hard," said Vinstone. "I was behind in school, and I had a hard time making friends because of how frequently I was in the hospital or at home sick. The care is so incredible, personal and world-renowned. We wanted to give back to them for the amazing work that everybody in the hospital does," said Beth Vinstone, Maddie's mother. "That includes the people who come and clean our rooms. We built relationships with everybody in the hospital because we were there so much and they're all special. This is our way to give back and say thank you for all the incredible work they do." Tickets are now available for the fundraising festival at Lavender Polo Farm at 20132 McCowan Road in East Gwillimbury. A family admission pass costs $40 for two adults and children under 18 years old, $15 for an adult pass, $10 for a child pass, $10 for a lunch ticket, and $10 for an activity and raffle ticket. Organizers are hoping participants will purchase tickets before the event, however, passes will be available at the door. The event will feature an exhibition polo match, craft vendors, yoga, a fire truck and firefighters, a horse photo booth, cookie decorating, and food from an esteemed chef. The raffle includes a signed Toronto Maple Leafs jersey signed by Austin Matthews, who visited Vinstone at the hospital. Proceeds from the event will go to Sick Kids, and Lavender Polo Farm has contributed to the event by offering their venue for free. "Hospital stays were hard and very frequent," said Vinstone. "With the rate my health was declining, it was expected I would need a transplant by the age of 15. Thanks to the care at Sick Kids, I'm here today with no transplant." Beth stayed at the hospital for 2 weeks at a time with Maddie. "It was difficult for the entire family. My husband would be home with my other daughter, and I stayed at the hospital with Maddie watching her endure IVs, pokes, therapies, and treatments," said Beth. "It was sad when her friends were out playing, having fun, and she was in the hospital." Vinstone developed deep friendships with staff and medical professionals at the hospital. The cystic fibrosis clinic at the hospital provides specialized multidisciplinary care for children and youth, from birth to 17 years old. The team comprises pediatric respirologists, gastroenterologists, a specialized nurse practitioner, clinic nurses, a dietitian, a physiotherapist, a social worker, and a psychologist. "Although hospitalizations were difficult, Sick Kids did everything to make my stay as enjoyable as possible," said Vinstone. "They had volunteers come and see me every day with fun activities, or even to just hang out with me. The nursing staff were truly a part of our family and the doctors were incredible. Going into the clinic for checkups felt like going to visit friends. I was a kid and didn't know much about what was going on, but I knew that when I went to my appointments I would see some of my favorite faces. What makes Sick Kids special was that they weren't just caring for me, they cared for my family, too," she added. "Illnesses often affect the whole family, and Sick Kids ensured that my family had the resources to care for me and themselves. They looked out for us. I'm so grateful." Cystic fibrosis is the most common fatal genetic disease affecting Canadian children and young adults. At this time, there is no cure, according to Cystic Fibrosis Canada. The disease causes several effects on the body but mainly affects the digestive system and lungs. The degree of cystic fibrosis severity differs from person to person, however, the persistence and ongoing infection in the lungs, with destruction of the lungs and loss of lung function, will eventually lead to death in the majority of people with it. Vinstone received a modular therapy to correct a malfunctioning protein in her body caused by the disease. More than 4,300 Canadian children, adolescents, and adults with cystic fibrosis attend specialized cystic fibrosis clinics. Half of the Canadians who died from the disease in the past 5 years were under the age of 37. Every single donation and ticket sold brings us closer to providing other kids with the care and support they need to thrive, said Vinstone. It's an honor to be involved along with my mom, Beth.